looking at the pictures of the skies in the lesson this morning, it really ties into what I wanted to talk about at the table, and the idea that when we look out into the world and we see the glorious things that are in this earth. I remember the first time that I saw the Grand Canyon and thought, wow, you know, it's amazing. You know, you take a look, you go camping and you take a look in the night sky and you can see just about what seems to be every star that's out there. You know, there's so much beauty in this world and so much beauty in the universe as a whole, and taking a look at other planets through the new telescopes that are going out into deep space and sending back those images, and you just think to yourself, it is incredible. And in the 1970s, the Voyager telescope was passing through Saturn's rings and turned the camera back to take a picture of Earth, which was just the blue speck. If you think about the incredible vastness of the universe, and you think about the incredible vastness of even just the planet that we live on that tiny blue speck, we think to ourselves, how do we matter? How do we matter? We live our entire lives on that tiny blue speck in this vastness of the universe. How do we matter? And we gather around this table this morning understanding something that we can't quite explain, but we know that we do. That each and every one of us matters to our Lord. The creator of that amazing, incomprehensible universe that we look into when we look in the night sky. That we see from his handiwork from the telescopes that we send out into the solar system. We matter because we are gathered around a table around the proof that we matter. That Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, the Son of the Creator. Hung on the cross for us. And we understand that that kind of power, the kind of power that creates universes, why? Why be concerned with me? Why should the Lord be concerned with me when there's all these other things going on? And the answer that I keep coming back to when I study the scriptures is because he does. It's because he does. And we can question it as much as we want. Why does God love me? But the answer is simple. He sent his Son to die on the cross for you. He loves you. And he wants you to love him as well. And when we gather around this table, this is evidence of that love. This is the remembrance of the proof of that love that Christ had for us and that God had for us. And we continue to honor him and love him because he first loved us. So when we partake of this bread and this cup, we are remembering that sacrifice and that proof of love that God has given to us. And we are then in turn showing God that we love him as well. So let's go ahead and partake. Pray with me.